We appreciate that President Ndayishimiye has thought about those who are in jails, because after all, the jails in Burundi are overpopulated. Since we have more than 12,000 prisoners, while the prisons could accommodate almost 4,000 people. Nevertheless, we cannot be satisfied by the single fact that he has released prisoners when we have many people who have been in jails for no reason, just because they are from the opposition. They have not committed any crime, but just for set cases, these guys are in jail when they are not guilty. I think if President Ndayishimiye would be willing to help Burundi feel at ease, he would first of all release those ones instead of just pretending to release people just because their misbehavior, because they were thieves or they have been conning people. Because those who are in jail without any crime on their charge are the ones who are suffering much than those who have been there because of their acts that they have committed. Nevertheless, we could just encourage the government to think about also those who are in jail just because of their political beliefs and release them also.
You said that those pardons do not include political prisoners. Who are some of the political prisoners that you are referring to?
There are many people who are in jail, mainly from CNL political party, who have not committed any crime. They are in the prison of Bujumbura, in Ngozi, Gitega, and elsewhere in the country. So if those don't deserve to have the mercy of the president, finally, who will believe in his goodwill if he cannot release people whom he knows are in jail while they have not committed any crime? There are many, he knows them. That's why we say, okay, he has done something good, because nobody should live in jail, but he would better be kind to everyone and not just be selective, as he has shown with this release he has operated